Hi, my name is Eliana Olmeda, E-L-I-A-N-A-O-L-M-E-D-A. I am recording an interview with
Ella McMahon, E-L-L-A-M-C-M-A-H-A-N.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting an interview at the John E. Connie Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of the university's 2024 Tamalala Festival. I'll ask you some questions about tamales and memories that they bring along. What does tamales mean to you?
I think heritage, culture, knowing that we could come together to make something together and then eat it together. So it's from beginning to end. So it's this process that you do it to, as a family. And I think it's disappearing. So it's nice. Like, it's not like it was when I was a kid, and I haven't made them in a long time. But, and it makes me sad right now thinking about it, because I have four girls and how they haven't really experienced what I experienced.
What are some special memories you have with tamales?
Mostly with my mom. I did do them much later as an adult. But the memories I have with my mom is just, again, like figuring it out. I didn't want to do it because it was so much hard work. Mm-hmm. But in the end, we got to eat them all, and they're really good. And my mom was really good at making different kinds. So, you know, when you, there's places around here that sell them with all the different, we were already doing that like years ago, you know, as a child, like different kinds of meats and sauces and all that kind of stuff.
What is one person that you associate tamales with?
My mom. Mostly my mom.
How do you eat tamales? Like, what do you like on them? With them?
Okay. I like them plain, and I prefer beef or chicken or turkey. If I'm going to put anything on them, it's usually salsa, like salsa rojo or verde or something like that. It's like a salsa. I'm not big on the ketchup thing. I don't agree with that. A lot of people like it that way, but I'd rather have, but it's still tomato. So it's just that salsa. I like them spicy. So I can use Tabasco too sometimes. So I want, if they're not already spicy, the meat's, the feeling's not spicy, then I you know, definitely want to put something on it to make it spicy.
Sorry. Okay. What is the most unusual tamale filling that you've heard of or that you've tried?
Unusual, probably when they stuff them with cream cheese. That's unusual to me. Like, that is not, that's, I feel that's Americanized. But I will say a traditional one, and there's a name for it, but I don't remember the name, and it's a sweet tamale, where it's just the actual masa, and they can be greenish or tinted pink, or, I mean, there's different colors, but they're sweet, and it's just the masa, and there's no filling. Those are good. But then there's also ones that they have a name to them, too. Can't think of what it is. Made out of corn, like cream corn, and they're filled, like, with cream corn. Those are sweet. They're delicious. Like, I've never made them, and I don't know if I've had one since, and the lady that I had them from has already passed away, so I don't know where I could even find those anymore. But yeah, the cream cheese, definitely odd, don't make sense to me at all. Versus, you know, there are some traditional ones that are really good that you don't find anymore. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, that's going to be the last of my questions. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Yes, you're welcome.